Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, what?
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.
I found that with depression, one of the most important things you could realize is that you're not alone. You're not the first to go through it. You're not going to be the last to go through it. And oftentimes, it happens. You feel like you're alone. And you feel like it's only you. And you're in your bubble. And I wish I had someone at that time who could just pull me aside and, hey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So I wish I knew that. Just got to remember. Hold on to that fundamental quality of faith. Have faith that on the other side of your pain is something good. After about a month and a half of staying in that little apartment and cleaning, I got a phone call from the head coach of the team who cut me, the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders. He called me and he said, hey, I know we cut you, but I'd like you to come back. I said, okay, I appreciate that, coach. Thank you very much. I'll think about it. And he said, okay, great. I hung up the phone, and my dad said, you're going to do it, right? I said, no, I don't think so. I think I'm done with that. And he goes, what? I said, my gut tells me I'm done. He said, what are you going to do? I took a deep breath. I said, I'd like to get into the business. He said, what business? I said, the wrestling business. He said, you are throwing it all away. It is the worst mistake you will ever make. He said, you're ruining your career. I said, maybe I'll be no good. But I feel like in my heart I have to do this. And I either need you to train me or need you to not train me. My dad rose to the occasion. Said, I'll train. And it wound up being one of the greatest chapters in my life.
Hi, YouTubers. I'm excited to give you an update about our own YouTube channel. Now you can find new videos every day.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is Teek. Today is my last show. And today I wanted to talk about living with and conquering depression. But this past month, my shows have been about basically taking control of your life, taking control over how you feel, and taking control over your future. Not being a victim, not letting life happen to you, self-actualizing, creating your own life. All those topics are extremely important to me, a message that I want to send out to other people who are around me. And, you know, I want to touch people because my goal is to free people from concern and panic and self-doubt. All of the negative things that we let conquer our lives, past pain that we've dealt with, that we still are dealing with, for how we project it onto other people that come into our lives and come around us. And continuing a path of destruction when it comes to how we feel about ourselves and accomplishing goals and meeting our own expectations. So I'm going to tell you guys a personal story of mine about how I was able to deal with my depression in a healthy way. I would say that I think that one of the worst years of my life probably will have to be 2016. 2016, I finally moved out of my mom's house and moved out because everyone said I should have moved out. I feel like I should have waited. And I'll tell you why. I moved out and I thought, this is it. I got freedom. I'm in school and I got friends and I have a boyfriend. You know, it's going to be so lit. First year, me and my boyfriend broke up. I dropped out of school and I lost my friends. All that happening and then living by myself and having to pay bills and rent for the first time was very overwhelming to me. It was a lot of emotions, a lot of confusion. I didn't really know what I wanted to do in my life and how I wanted my life to look. I was extremely depressed, and I don't know anyone else's story. I'm not ashamed of my story of my past, but during that time, I turned to drugs and alcohol. I was just so full of just pain inside of my heart and mind, especially my mind. And I just needed something to just numb the pain. And then the thing about, though, when you do drugs and you do alcohol to deal with those pain, they wear off. When they wear off, everything hits you at once, everything. And it was, at the moment, I felt like it was too much to bear. I remember one day I had a panic attack, and I called my dad. And he came over, and he was just in such shock to see me at such a low. And he told me, he said, you know, I look at you, to someone who just seems like you have it all figured out. You have such confidence and such charm and all this other stuff. And little did he know, I was fighting real demons alone. I didn't have to fight them alone. And I'll tell you that as I continue the story, but I did. And it was one of the hardest times in my life. I felt stagnant in my life. I felt like things were never going to get better, but I convinced myself that they couldn't get better because I wasn't worthy of having a better life, that I was just going to accept what was happening to me, but I just didn't like it. And then the depression, when you have thoughts like that and you are depressed, that is like the perfect storm of the worst possible outcome ever. I didn't do anything for a year but work and go home and sleep and eat unhealthy. I didn't like myself. I didn't like the way that I was living. So one day I got up just sad, you know, and I said to myself, I said, something's wrong. Something's not right. I think we know within ourselves that something isn't right and we want help, but we don't know how to get help. So I just started to do just research on depression. What is depression? Because, like, I'm not just sad. It's not just me feeling sad. Something doesn't feel right. So then, you know, I did some research on depression, and I read up all the symptoms and saw everything that was, went into it and everything that people dealt with. And I learned that depression is a chemical imbalance in the brain that causes us to be depressed. Your serotonin levels are off, and I forgot the other word. Your dopamine is off. It's all imbalanced. And then I learned things help deal with depression. It said working out, eating right, and accomplishing goals. It seems too easy and simple to be true, but it is. I started working out. I started watching what I eat, and I started setting real goals for myself. I started small, but the end result was always big. I said, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm not going to just let life happen to me and just accept this because this isn't what I want. This isn't the life I want. And then I, you know, met my friend Vivian, and she turned me on to the power of manifestation and how powerful your thoughts really are. And if you guys have been watching my shows for the past month, you know, I play a lot of the Oprah clips. You know, she talks about how powerful your mindset is to how your life is going to be. And I played a clip this morning with Dwayne Rock Johnson because he said, you're not alone. I felt like people just didn't understand me. I feel like a lot of us feel that way. People just don't understand, and we try to say it in ways so they will understand, and sometimes they can be insensitive, project their negative thoughts or insecurities onto us, and it makes it even worse. So then you get scared to tell people your feelings, and then you get sensitive. Super insensitive towards your feelings. It's a whole thing where everything can go wrong. But when it comes to your life and your happiness, you need to know that if you do have power to change your circumstances in your life. And I learned that. So when I met Vivian, she put me onto the onto manifestation and controlling your thoughts and your perception and staying positive and dealing with past trauma in a healthy way. And as opposed to, you know, drinking and alcohol, you know, I learned to eat better. I went vegan for a whole month. Now, I couldn't give a meet that long, but I ended up going back. But I was so full of energy. I was out every day working out, going to yoga, hanging out with my friends. I was genuinely in a good mood because I decided that I wasn't going to let depression take over my life. And I, being a person who's been through, I know that's easier said than done. So I'm just want to know that I understand those who are going through it and feel like, I remember this one day she took me to yoga, and this is like the beginning of us hanging out. I'm still having, you know, still having those negative thoughts and vibes. And I remember I was sitting in yoga. It was the first time I ever went to yoga, first time me and her ever went. And they were talking about clearing your mind and calming and breathing. I couldn't clear my mind for nothing. I couldn't. And it was so stressed out that it was a waste of time. And then we end up going two to three times a week, me and her just at yoga. By the last time I actually went with her, I was able to clear my mind and deep breathe and calm my nerves and bring myself to where I was and understand my power. And the reason why I say that is just to so you guys understand that it takes time. You don't just fix yourself because you decide that you're going to not be broken anymore. It takes time. You have to deal with yourself and your issues in a healthy way. You have to understand who you are and who you want to be. You have to understand where you fall short and be accountable for your actions and what you say and what you do. The show before Offset left, she made a very good point and it's been sticking with me since she said it. She said, life is about, well, she didn't say it verbatim, but she said, life is about choices. You have to own your choices. Everything you do is a choice. From you listening right here to you getting a burger over salad, it's all about choices. You have to make the right choices for you. And the first step is choosing to take control and not let it take control over you. And I want you guys to know that you're not alone, that you guys all have someone you can call, that you can talk to, that you can confide in like I did. I think that was one thing that saved me is I asked God for someone. I remember I prayed and I asked God, I prayed so hard. I said, God, send me someone to help me because I don't know what's wrong. And I think God brought her into my life and now she's one of my closest friends who I love dearly. So the definition of, according to Google, the definition of depression is feeling despondency and dejection. Basically, it just means feeling very low, lacking courage and motivation. You know that feeling. We all know that feeling. It's not just being sad, and I think people who actually do have depression, anxiety, know that it's not just feeling sad. It's a sinking feeling in your chest that you can't get rid of. It's wanting more out of anything, out of a situation, but having impulses that have you do the exact opposite to take you there. It's self-loathing. It's sometimes having everything seem like it's going on the right path, but for some reason you still don't feel good. It's not easy. And it takes time. That's what I want you guys to know. And I hope you're willing to put in the time to, like, better yourself. It's hard. And I'm so proud of myself. And I'm proud of even my friends who dealt with it and are doing better. I have two friends I know for a fact have depression because they went to the doctor, they got diagnosed. And one says that the medication helped. Other person decided to do it in a more natural way. But both of them are dealing with it, and they're conquering, and they're doing better. We all are. But I want you to know that it does take time. This isn't an easy and quick fix, but depression can be a small part of your life. You don't have to let it completely control your life because nothing good will come from it. When I made choices out of, you know, my emotions, out of the impulses in me, things always got worse. I overvalued things that were not important. My mind was always taking off the big picture of what I was trying to accomplish and the end result that I wanted for myself in any situation. And now I feel like things are completely different. I have such a focus, and I always want to stay positive. I'm more positive than I was before, but for sure I have such a better outlook. Like, anyone knows me, I don't like complainers. I don't want complaining around me at all. I have such a better outlook on life and myself in the future. I smile way more. People want to be around me and talk to me way more because I'm always pleasant, happy, and interactive. But that took time. I didn't just wake up like that. Don't expect for things to just change. Because, you know, everything I've been talking about going on before, I know there are some people dealing with a lot of demons and things going on, but self-actualization from the second show I did was one of my favorite shows because I think that's a good topic. And if you guys don't know, you know, click on the link, go back down, listen to the show, and do your own research and gain your own knowledge and your own perception on it as well. It's a great topic. Self-actualization is basically like living to your fullest expression of yourself. Seizing every moment, not living for the judgment and criticism of others and the acceptance of others and status. It's about you being yourself at the most authentic level of yourself. So that's why I chose to do this topic today, talking about going over depression and dealing with depression. You don't let it take over your life. I know you are sad and you're tired of living like this. You're tired of feeling sorry for yourself, and you're like, get help. If you feel like what I'm saying it seems too hard to do, because some people have depression more severe than others. Get help. Because your mental health and you being happy and you taking care of yourself is the most important thing. And with that, we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite artists. I don't know if you guys have been watching. You can just guess. If yes, of course, Beyonce.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. I better toast. Ooh, gon' take it all.
Take it all.
I record, then I ball.
Then I ball.
I ignored a lot of calls.
Click, click.
You ain't talking about nothing. I ain't got no time. Got that Donetto on my mind. Ooh, I got real problems just like you. Tell that bitch I don't like you. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. I boss. Ooh. Real one. Boss. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1 million crib, 3 million watch, all facts, no cap, false. Nigga, you not a boss, you got a boss. Niggas getting jerked, that shit hurts, I take it personally. Niggas rather work for the man than to work with me. Just so they can pretend they on my level, that shit is irking to me. Pride always goeth before the fall, almost certainly. It's disturbing what I gross.
What I gross.
Survey says you not even close.
Not even close.
Everybody's bosses till it's time to pay for the office. To them invoices separate the men from the boys. Over here we measure success for how many people successful next to you. Here we say you broke if everybody is broke except for you. Bow.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. My mama with my great-great-grandchildren already rich. That's a lot of brown turn on
on your Forbes list. Frolicking around my compound on my fortress. I'll be riding around with my seat reclining. Dropping my daughter off at school every morning. We slamming car doors. I be trolling on these bum whores. You ain't talking about nothing. I ain't got no time. Pause. Chill. Tell them cats they gotta relax. Toes in a slam. Mama getting fat.
Hey guys, welcome back. It is Teep on the mic, taking over for Offset. This is my last and final show, and today we're talking about dealing with and conquering depression. So on the last one, I just told you about my story, about how I came to better deal with my depression and move forward and start to feel better about myself. One thing that I'm big on, and I hope you guys understand, is that life is about energy. And I've become so protective over my energy. And you have to align your energy with your goals. You have to, when I say align your energy with your goals, what I am saying is, when you get up in the morning and for a moment, I don't know about you guys, I do a little prayer, a little meditate, and I ask for certain things throughout the day where I say, well, today I'm going to have this, today I'm going to do that, today, you know, I just tell the universe my expected goals for that day. Have a good day. Have a productive day. Today I'm going to make $60. And it sounds so weird, but I always get it. But I only get it when my energy is aligned with my goals. So if I wake up and I'm super depressed and super anxious, and I stood at the universe, I'm just hoping that somehow it will just ignore all the negativity that I have within me and just focus on what I want. It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm saying every day you're going to wake up, have sunshine. I'm saying that you're going to wake up and align your energy with your goals. You wake up and you say you want to have a good day. I don't know what a good day means to you, but a good day to me is just that everything runs smoothly. So that means I'm going to have my energy run smoothly. I just get up. I walk with purpose. I talk with purpose. I act like I know what I'm talking about. I put my energy in there because that's where I'm at and that's what I want. And I say I wake up and I want a productive day. I fill my energy with just abundance of energy. So I'm just up and just being active, finding out what I can do. I want to go have a meaningful and a good moment with my family or my friends or, you know, whoever. I align my energy with that. And it bring, you ever have a moment where you feel like things happen so perfectly, it seems kind of crazy, like, and it fell into place? That's the power you have with your energy. It's the same thing as saying divine timing. The universe creates balance. So what you have to understand is that what you put out, you get back. If you put out negativity and you're procrastinating, you're being lazy, that's exactly, you're going to get the results of that. So you have to accept that and take that. I believe in divine timing because I feel like everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. You have to stop overthinking, stop stressing, stop letting the past conquer your future, and stop making decisions that you know in the long run you're going to have to deal with. And when it's time to deal with it, you won't be emotionally or mentally prepared to deal with the consequences. We have to understand that the way you think sets the tone for your life. And I say that a lot because I honestly, truly believe that because I have had evidence of that. When you decide who you are and you tell yourself, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not thin enough, that's exactly who you are in this time in your place in the world. You've already decided that. If you decided that you're more than that and you're going to have more than that, that's exactly what you're going to get. And it's okay, you know, to have low moments, to be sad. You know, I think it's important that we're we're in touch with our feelings in a healthy way. I'm trying to say healthily. Sorry, I stumbled. But we deal with our feelings in a healthy way. We don't we feel like we're weak when we cry or we feel sad or angry, but it's okay to go through the motions. Don't you understand that? Don't be overly sensitive and personalize things and then try to make an excuse. Well, I'm the note. In a healthy way is that if you're sad and it's appropriate time to cry and be sad, then that's okay. And if you're angry and you're annoyed, you know, then that's okay. I'm not saying, like, go punch a wall or punch no one, but it's okay to, like, understand how you're feeling is okay and just go through it and get through it. Don't overthink it. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Don't feel like you're wrong for crying. You're wrong for being upset. I mean, it's okay. You know, try to find a different perspective and realign, like, your goals and your plan with whatever situation that comes and disrupts it, because you have to change when it's time to change courses when things change. But the point that I'm trying to make is, like, surrender to yourself. Surrender to divine time. Surrender to the unit, what you're trying to put out. And everything that you are supposed to receive will come. And it's that simple. That is how I deal with it. That is how I've been dealing with it. I'm not saying that it's not there. It's still there. I still have low days. But in the low days, instead of turning to, you know, drugs or alcohol, as I did, now I go to yoga. I go talk to a friend that if I need advice or just need someone to vent to. I read one of my books. Yes, I do read. You need to read. I don't care if you think it's boring. People be like, oh, you old lady. No, you need. I'm reading is fundamental. This is one of the best. And you know, if you want to read fiction, you want. I read books, you know, that like self-help books. You know, like I got my book right here, The Power of the Subconscious Mind and The Art of Story. Telling and all the war. Like, I just like books like that. But any reading is fundamental. I read. You know what I'm saying? It's like being active and taking care of yourself. That's your focus. And you become a more positive person. You put that out towards you. And that energy that you put out is going to gravitate people towards you. And I want you guys to take that. I want you to remember that. Stop. Don't personalize every single thing that happens. Don't internalize it. Don't let it conquer your energy to the point where you put it on negativity towards other people, taking your past out on other people or taking your frustrations out on other people. Understand, like, if you want something so bad, it will come to you when it's time for you to have it, and that is a fact. Sometimes we feel like, well, we want it right now. We are deserving of it. We are humble enough for it. But it's something that you need to go through, something you need to see, something you need to realize before you can actually have it. Because once that has happened in the right time and the right things have taken place, you probably appreciate it more. You'll take care of it better. That's why I don't trip. Like, let everything happen the way it's supposed to. Your goals are going to be accomplished. Keep working. Have new experiences. Don't let it happen the way it is supposed to happen. I think that is the best and healthiest way it is to deal with your depression. And also, and if your depression is extremely severe, I encourage you to seek professional help. I encourage you, because you're not alone. You're the only one who deals with it. You people may deal with it different ways, and you might feel like somebody has it all together. It is not true. We all do have things that we're going through in our own way. So I encourage you to professional help if it is extremely severe and crippling. And because I know what that feels like, and I have friends who know what that feels like, it will get better once you start taking care of yourself. Take these unrealistic pressures off of yourself. You are responsible for your happiness, and that is a fact that we all know. You are responsible for your own happiness. So take responsibility. And I had a guest that I wanted to come on today, but her scheduling conflict. And I don't see that anyone is wanting to dive in and have a chat. So I'm going to cut the show short today. Thank you guys for listening. This is Teek McClellan with the Offset, with Awake with Offset, for the Teek Takeover for the month of August. I appreciate everyone who listened and gave feedback. I appreciate all of the positive comments and constructive criticism. This is my first time on air, and I have so much more planned for myself in my life. I ask you guys to keep looking out for Teek, because I will definitely be back with more in the near future. And I want to thank Offset for the opportunity and trust in me, and I thank you guys for listening and even caring about what I got to say. And that is all that I have for today. This is Teek McClellan on Evolution Radio.
You're listening to Evolution Radio, with the Evolution.